Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, what's and up?
Penis.
I was also a groomsman in a wedding this weekend.
Okay.
Good
hey,
update.
What's up?
That's a good update to the intro, Coach.
You ready? What's up, everybody? I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but sports fan, watcher, who's who's, what's, Corona. Go, Ray.
I don't know why Eddie was like that, because that might have been your worst intro of all time.
Well, Coach,
I'll go ahead and pick it up.
I mean, really, it's sports podcast. Sports is over for me. Go ahead.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I'm a married man. I live on the west side of Nashville with my wife, Baser.
Hey,
wow,
that sounds man. Great, Coach. Coach.
That is so crazy.
My wife. Coach, how does it feel?
Yeah, like honestly, it doesn't feel any different.
It's no different, but it is. I mean, there's so much stuff that she already changed her name on Twitter, and it's weird seeing it as Laura Slater.
I mean,
oh,
she
I
might have
put her stuff
changed
out
it in the middle of the ceremony.
Coach, it's a media world, of course. I did the first Instagram pic. She changed her Twitter within 2 seconds of the marriage. I mean, guys, stuff happens fast, and you got to always hit the socials with this stuff.
Guys, if you don't feel different after your wedding day, then something's not right.
No, Coach, you're a romantic, Coach.
Eddie, what I'm saying is it feels no different for Ray because they were already living together. Everything is the same except for the title.
It's not about that, though.
Except for they did get to for the first time on Saturday night.
Hey, Coach, you're without a Jimmy.
Guys, I waited 7 years, boys.
Okay, Coach. No, but like, guys, other than that, there's a huge difference. Before the wedding day, you can always go, I'm out. Always.
You can do that.
No,
after
you
the
cannot.
Yes,
that's
you
called
can.
A divorce, and you're in with like those things get dirty and nasty and gross.
No,
you
right
don't want to be part of that.
Ray has been married short enough time that he can do the annulment.
Right now?
Yep. He could do the annulment and there would be nothing.
Thanks, guys. Not a depressing topic at all.
No.
So we just went to the wedding this weekend, but Ray, real quick fact about the annulment. Just
you
so
can
you
always
know.
Back out.
What? Because you said it doesn't feel any different.
Well, no, I mean, the stuff that did feel weird was her name changing and then I'm wearing this ring. I guess that stuff. Other than that, obviously, it doesn't feel any different.
How much do you play with the ring?
Hey, Ray, how much do you play with your willy?
No. Because when you first get married, you sit there and you fiddle with that ring a lot.
Did you try to put the ring on your...
Hey, Ray, does it fit on other things or just your ring finger?
I mean, Coach, I just...
Oh, my God.
I move on with my life. I type stuff. I move buttons on a board. I'm trying not to think about the ring. It really is annoying, so I don't know how long I will be wearing
Coach,
it for.
Coach, one of the conversations I had with a bunch of married people at your wedding, at your reception... was, do you still have your wedding ring? And all of the guys that I talked to were all like, no, this is my third one, I think, because I lost my first two. Coach, are you worried at all you're going to lose that ring? Because I lost mine.
Nah. I believe we have insurance on it, too, so who really cares?
And but, Eddie, he told me it never comes off.
And also, what an interesting topic you guys were talking about. How many wedding rings you've had? Like,
well, I mean, you guys were hitting it hard at the wedding.
Dude, I missed out on that conversation. Yeah. Sounds fun, dude.
Ray, they were crushing it at your wedding, man. Like, instead of crushing the open bar, they were crushing the...
Dude.
So how many wedding rings have you had, Tom?
Dude, people are on the dance floor dancing with hotties, getting White Claws, and you were talking about wedding ring counts.
I mean, you know how you know you're old is when you go to a wedding that has an open bar and you ask people, so man, how many wedding rings have you lost? Because I've lost two. Oh, okay. I've lost three.
Let's be real, Coach. I mean, there were only, 30 of us at the wedding? There weren't a lot of people, Coach.
But you can talk about something else besides how many wedding rings have you lost.
Coach, we had been hanging out with the same people from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you want to talk about at 8 o'clock at night?
Hey, props to the wedding planner on that one. I mean, good gosh. Can we update the grid to not include 3 hours of doing nothing and sitting there twiddling your thumbs until the wedding?
I told Lunchbox, I was like, dude, I feel like the guys that are managers at fancy hotels that have to wear suits all day, it sucks. And then lunch is like a car salesman.
Yeah, you feel like a car salesman. You got to get all dressed up and be on your feet in these dress shoes for hours upon hours of doing nothing.
Because I didn't mind hanging out with you, Ray. That was fun.
We watched
football. We gambled a little bit. Like, it was fun to hang out. But in a suit, it sucks.
Right. So, yeah, that's a good way to put it, because I couldn't really drink. I mean, it would, and it's like you can't, lounge around or you get your suit all wrinkled.
Right.
So it's like we're all standing up like car salesmen, but we're selling no cars, and nobody's really drinking, and we're all – basically the betting on the games was really what drove us through that time. Otherwise, it was pretty boring.
Well, you had mimosas there. And I served me one. I'm like, you're not going to put a bottle of champagne in front of me and me not drink it.
They were gone pretty quick, though.
So I served one, Coach. And really, when I got, I'm not kidding. When I got the bottle, two were already empty. The third was half full. So I filled my glasses up, Coach, which left maybe an inch left in the bottle. Well, then here comes one of the bridesmaids like, where did all the champagne go? The bride wants champagne and it's all gone. They look at me. I'm the only one with a mimosa in my hand. I'm the bad guy, Coach.
Coach, and I mean, maybe they didn't do the right quota of booze, because the champagne ran out real quick. My best man, I was like, Billy, why are you not drinking? He's like, I had one glass and the champagne's cashed. I'm like, what the hell? We're going to sit around here now and nobody's drinking for 3 hours?
It was gone pretty quick, but we could add grape and cheese. That was, that was good.
I didn't know about the finger foods with the old COVID going around.
That's all good.
No, it was good. You had a sandwich tray. That was awesome. That was perfect. But really, then there really wasn't enough. If you wanted to sit.
Okay. Hey, Ray, I got a list of a couple things that didn't go as planned.
I would do the wedding over again, this is what I would do.
You nailed it about sitting down in your suit, even though I don't know if we all could have sat down, but you were scared to sit down because you don't want to mess. You don't want to be the person that messes up the suit and is all wrinkled.
Well, and also, it's like it was a fine mix, but a weird mix, because I got grandma right there, so I can't necessarily have guy talk
right.
Hey, how many chicks have you bagged? Because grandma's sitting 5 feet from me.
With your mom.
I feel
and
like
grandma, how old's grandma?
90.
She probably couldn't have heard us, but.
True. But it was, so it's like the conversation had to be a little bit different, because of you had family members walking around. And then you can't be like, oh, my, how's my hot? You can't talk about. Because Bay's dad's there. So I'm like, got to be very respectful.
Bay's mom was there.
Coach, it was a very respectful 3 hours that I had to be.
So give your overall thoughts, right? What, I mean, the wedding, was it everything you imagined, or did you not
is it everything you dreamt of when you were a little boy?
Coach, I don't think guys are like women. Guys don't really dream of this stuff. Huh? But I will say, shameless plugs to her dad, Gary, her mom, Teresa, and the one and only Garth Brooks and Trish Yearwood for everything they did. They gave us a venue. They gave us a chapel. They gave us transportation. They all straight up hooked it up for the wedding. Props to them. I know they don't listen, though.
Coach, I'm going to be real with you.
What?
Not a lot of people can say that Garth and Trisha were at their wedding.
That's awesome.
Like,
I know.
They were there witnessing your marriage.
Coach, and I had a moment, just a small moment with the man. I looked over and I mouthed, thank you, and he gave me the old wink.
No. Did he go left eye wink or right eye?
It was left, Coach. The old left eye.
The old left eye.
Yeah, Coach. I mean, it's just a moment that you'll remember the rest of your life. Me and him didn't even... Then later, I went and shook his hand, said thank you, and he said, love you, man. You're amazing. But the wink...
Well, he said that to you, or you said that to him?
I said...
Love you, man.
No. I said, thank you very much, G. And he goes, love you, man. Y'all are amazing.
He said, love you, you're
amazing.
And then
he gave him a big old bear hug.
I think he said, love you, man. I'm like, oh my God, you love me? And then he said, you're amazing. But I think it was
you're
just
like,
a fist
why
bump.
Didn't you tell me this before I got married?
But then Trisha, I went in for the hug. Even though it's COVID, I'm just like, I don't know. I think this is the time you do have to do the hug. And I guess she'll pull off if she doesn't want a hug. She was down to hug.
Damn right.
So then we hugged it. But I didn't know if I needed to ask Garth's permission to hug her.
She was DTH?
She was down to hug.
That's legit.
Yeah, I mean, my wife, like, after the wedding or whatever, I was like, isn't that crazy? Did you see Garth and Trisha? She's like, where? I never saw them.
Oh my gosh.
There's
Coach.
Only 10 people in here, and you didn't see Garth and Trisha.
They're in the back. They were in the back.
They were.
My wife was like, oh, I think I saw them, but they had masks on, so I wasn't sure if that was them, but I'm pretty sure it was them. I was like, yes, it was them.
Good thing about us, though, we were facing the church, you know, so I was facing them, but I couldn't look at them.
Oh, I kept trying to make movements to see if I could make eye contact, but they weren't looking at me. They were looking at the bride and the groom at the front of the altar.
I would try to like look at them or whatever. It's like, I can't because they're going to bust me. It's embarrassing. Don't do it.
Dude, for like 40 minutes or however long the wedding was, 20 minutes, G's like, okay, who's this joker? I'm just watching this random guy for 20 minutes. Like, okay. Since when do you get G's attention for 20 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to stare at some jack-off standing up there.
Funny you
He's
mentioned.
Like, who even is this dude?
Funny you mentioned Joker, Coach. That was one of the observations I had. You were so relaxed, you and your bride.
Yes, your bride
were so
especially.
Relaxed that you guys were cracking jokes left and right during the ceremony. Coach, I've never seen that before in my life.
I was very happy, and I knew it's a very serious thing to get married, but I didn't want to make it just like, you're supposed to smile and do that stuff, and that's what we tried to do. I mean, standing up there, we wanted our person. I guess in the moment, we just wanted our personalities to show. I'm not just going to stand up there like a brick house or something.
Like a stick in the mud, yeah, right? No, it was great. You guys were
like
laughing.
A statue.
It was fun. It was enjoyable. It was relaxed.
The old couple things with the preacher. Love the man. I know he doesn't listen to this podcast, so I can say this. I did have him. I put something in his speech where I wanted him to bring up Laura's cancer battle, and he never brought it up.
Okay.
So I'm like, what the hell? Excuse me, I shouldn't have said that to the pastor. excuse my language. Anyways, and then the pastor, he went rogue, and he tells some story about a rag doll. I'm like, buddy, we did not need the 20-second story. We did not need the 2-minute story about a rag doll and a thing of money, and it didn't even make sense, the whole thing.
I still don't even understand that.
I mean, I don't either, but Coach, he did ask you if it's okay if he told the story, and you both said yes.
I don't know. That wasn't on the
script.
Well,
yeah, Ray thought the story was going to be about the cancer and the battle. But then this guy goes into some stack of money and rag dolls. And
then he started quoting some song, Coach. Do you even know the song that he was quoting?
Coach, he goes, you guys are two eagles on a mountain. You are one eagle. I'm like, what? We're eagles now? Like, so then
you went from rag dolls to eagles.
It was almost like he reincarnated us into animals, and it totally confused me. And he goes, will you take her wing? And I'm like, what?
Her wing? Her talon?
And he said, watch out for her talons.
Yeah.
The eagle thing, no idea where that came from. And the ragdoll story, the whole weekend was trying to figure out what the hell it meant. Still don't know.
So do you think that he knew that, like, Bobby was in the audience and Garth, and he was trying to shine? Maybe they would think, oh, he needs a podcast because he's kind of funny.
Dude, I think he just has maybe these little stories that he includes in his marriage stuff, and that's one of the ones he goes to. But the story was not that great.
Did you hear me? When he called you guys eagles, I went, ca-ca!
Did you see it? Once we were married, he goes, yeah! I'm like, okay, Pastor.
Yes,
he did do that.
And buddy. I was like, Pastor, quit trying to be cool.
Yeah! He pulls a White Claw out of his jacket and drinks it. Okay.
He shotgunned a Bud Light seltzer.
Okay.
It is weird, though. The whole thing of how we're standing up there, I didn't even know the guy that well. And I'm like just sitting there talking to him for 20 minutes, doing the most important promise you're ever going to make with a dude. It's like, tell me a story about a rag doll.
Yeah. And I was impressed. I was impressed by your dad because your dad's very quiet.
So my dad's 6'6", huge, massive man, but then he's like very quiet.
Very quiet.
And shy as well.
Yes. And then when he tells me he's going to read, I was like, excuse me? He goes, yeah, Ray asked me to read. And I was like, really? And I found out you're the one that picked out the scripture.
Yeah, coach. Yeah. And then I wanted it to be something that he was comfortable doing. And he said he was totally down to do a scripture, but he did. Like, he was very quiet. And I was like, Pops, good job. I mean, he was also a little bit emotional.
He really was.
So Pops gets up there. And I mean, at that moment, I didn't cry, but I'm just like, Pops, why are you getting all emotional on me right now? Like, we're all trying to keep it together here. All you're doing is reading a scripture. Come Coach, on, pull yourself together.
Are you the first or the last to get married of your siblings?
The first, the last, all of them.
Okay.
I mean, no, brother got shotgun marriage like 3 months ago.
Of course. That's right.
This was the first wedding for my parents, but yeah, brother actually did beat me to the punch.
Let me tell you, I talked to your sister because I needed to get details about you and your brother, how you're opposites.
Hey, this will be good for the podcast. No, Maria.
So play the clip, Ray.
I really liked your sister. She was really nice.
Whoa, that's his sister, dude.
Ray like when he was 2? What about when he was 3? Was he like this at 4 years old?
Well, we actually did learn something.
Tell me.
She was just telling me, I was like, so they really don't talk? She goes, no, they've never really been like twins. Usually, you think of twins, she goes, they're usually kind of friendly to each other. And like, she goes, they just never were really that close. And she said that when you were young, you used to play like you were a radio show and you would hit record on something. You'd be like, and my special guest, my brother. And he'd be like, Ray, I'm not going to play. I'm not playing, Ray. Ray. And so you would have to bring your sister in to be on your radio show.
She was always my only guest on the show. Nobody else would come on.
It was pretty funny that she was like, from a young age, he just didn't want to participate in Ray's antics.
Yeah. Something else, too. Yeah. She mentioned that you've been turning your clothes inside out since middle school, even.
Wow. I mean, I guess so, yeah.
Like, why?
Why again?
I don't know. It's just something. What's something you do that you can't explain?
How I breathe when I'm sleeping.
There you go. It's just like that. When I put a shirt on inside out, it's breathing to me. I don't think twice about it.
I can't. I just don't know. You didn't like the logos on the outside? Why would you start going to school?
Well, your mom also said that, or maybe your sister, that you would flip your jeans like in the air.
50 times
before you put them on.
Just to make sure they're all good and clean. You boys don't do that?
Maybe one, but not 50.
And of course, the story we would share with them, Coach, is I knew, me and Lunchbox would always start with, like, we found out that Ray was a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
When this one time we went out to lunch, and he only had 20 minutes worth of coins for the parking meter.
Who'd you tell this to?
Your sister.
This is epic.
Oh, my God.
And what'd she say?
That's what she told us about the jeans. She goes, that sounds like Ray.
That's Ray.
She goes, I don't know where he gets it.
With the parking meter thing, what did she say? Was she like, that's definitely him.
She's like, that's definitely Ray. She goes, but I don't understand. She's like, I'm not like that. I don't think my parents are like that.
Eddie's story is, I park in a parking spot when it says 30 minutes. I want to be back in 30 minutes. Well, we ate lunch and it happened to be about to be 31 minutes. Well, I don't want a ticket, so I'm going to go to my vehicle at the end of 30 minutes. Call me weird, but I'm not going to get towed.
No, I'm going to call you absolutely weird. It sounds normal, okay?
It sounds completely normal.
And here's Lunch's explanation. No, Lunch's explanation is, Ray, we're right next to the car. They're going to tow other people before you.
No. Ray, they don't just tow you. They'll give you a $10 ticket.
Yes.
And anyway, we were literally 26 feet from the car. So you would see someone walking.
All right.
And you could run and jump in your car. And there was 12 cars parked along the road. You were right in the middle. Yep. A tow truck is not coming to get you out of the middle of the car.
You've explained it before.
That's exactly how he told your sister, too.
I was like, this dude is whack. And you went and sat in the car while Eddie and I finished our lunch.
Well, and if I'm being real, I didn't even enjoy that lunch because all I was thinking about was my car.
You did it, Coach. You did it. You're like, right, I'm done. I got to go. Oh, whoa, Coach. Where are you going, Coach? 25 feet away, he's sitting in the car.
He probably didn't enjoy his wedding. He's like, dude, we got to check out of the hotel by 11 tomorrow morning. We got to check out by 11 tomorrow morning. We can't have fun at our wedding.
Yeah, right, dude. I had work. No 11 a.m. check-ins out. Are you kidding me?
I'm thinking, okay, Ray and Bay will be hanging out. They'll be enjoying it. And there they are with Billy singing karaoke in the hotel room, drunk as a skunk.
Last when?
Yesterday.
I got some Insta if we can pull it up.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I mean, I thought, okay, Ray will take it easy now. He's married. You know, they're going to enjoy the day to themselves. They've had a long weekend with entertaining people. Nope. Billy in bed with them singing karaoke.
Billy's in bed with you guys?
Pretty much. Billy's in town. I mean, obviously, we're going to go hard. Whoa, whoa. That's Billy on a scooter. Probably not good audio.
Is this in the hotel room?
That was just
Billy. This is downtown.
Oh, that was a construction on Broadway. Okay. Sorry about that. This is Allie singing. That was good. Yeah, she was awesome. Then the rest of us did it and probably ruined it. Here's Billy's fiance.
Hey, this is after your wedding?
And this is now in the hotel
Sunday.
Room.
Oh.
I can't look at you.
Billy sauced.
This is last night.
This is yesterday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's singing karaoke in the hotel room.
Oh.
Oh, damn. Billy? Yeah, there's Billy all sauce. That was it, though.
That's great.
Hope that was entertaining to hear.
I mean, that's incredible. So I'm glad. Hey,
congratulations, Coach. All right.
And then there's a picture on my Instagram. We met these two chicks. I mean, I wasn't even married a day, and me and Billy already got two chicks hitting on us. It's on my Instagram, Sizzin Ray Mundo, in the Instagram stories. There's these two chicks trying to hit on us.
Way to start your marriage.
Coach, I had to tell them, I'm a married man. I can't. And they're like, well, you can still talk to women. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
They couldn't see all the diamonds on your ring?
Yeah, they didn't see the bling bling. They're
come
like,
on.
Whoa, hey, flashy much, huh?
I may prep this for the big show. But, boys, I've had the ring a day. I mean, it's already changing how people talk to me. Like, chicks talk to me strictly because I have a ring on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's already started to happen. I didn't want to meet those girls. I didn't even start the conversation. They did. All I have is my ring sticking out here, but they're coming up to me, guys.
That's why, Coach, anytime you leave the house, just take it off.
That's a little preview, though. You might hear more of that story on
The Big Show.
And just so you know, guys, that I just found this. Someone emailed us. He said, hey, LB, quick suggestion. I know a majority of your listeners listen to The Big Show, but a few of us that don't, if you guys bring up something from The Big Show, could you give us a little quick recap? Because we have no idea what you're talking about, and we're completely lost.
All right, well, like what?
I don't know. Andrew Jergens said that, and I was like, I emailed him back. I said, first of all, thanks for the suggestion. Second of all, how in the world did you find our podcast if you don't listen to
The Big Show?
Guys, I'm a little hung. I'm trying not to say that 10 times.
Yeah, you are a little hung. She said that for 7 years.
Thank you.
That's why she married you, Coach.
Come on. Boys, I woke up this morning. I thought I was on a different planet, and I said, I'm officially hung.
I did, Coach, talk to someone else there at the reception, too. Oh, and another couple. I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm talking to the couple.
Well, Coach, there was less than 30 people there, it's pretty easy to guess.
Well, you may not. And I go, how did you guys meet? And they're like, oh, we've known each other since we were, we were young or whatever, but there was just something different, you know? Like, we were friends for a long time, and then we decided to get together. And it's like, well, what was it about him that you liked? Good boom boom, she said.
What?
And I'm like, what? And the dude was so embarrassed. He's like, come on. There's nothing else that, like, you liked about me? She's like, nope. Just good boom boom.
What do you mean boom boom?
Boom.
I'm guessing that you're talking about.
No, Coach, don't even guess.
Care.
No, don't.
That's funny, dude.
I know. And he was so, like, turned red. He's like, come on. He's serious. He's like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Coach, people are just being honest on the dance floor or what?
Coach, you had unlimited drinks, Coach.
Coach, her dad hooked it up. We had White Claw. We had Bud Light Seltzers, Michelob Ultra.
I'll tell you what, Coach. I like drinking a good red wine to start the night. Whatever you guys had, it was bueno.
You know what? That was it was left over from, like, it was a Garth Trisha thing. So it was, like, very expensive.
Oh,
wine.
I could tell. Yeah. It was.
I had my first Bud Light Seltzer, and Ray, you hyped those up, and I got to say, they're worse than White Claw.
Yeah, Coach, they are worse than White Claw.
They're worse than White Claw.
All right.
But if you want to drink it, go ahead, Coach.
I think maybe it's because they're an easier drink. You can put down 8 and not have a rager the next day, a hangover.
But they've you up.
They do. They're
strong alcoholic-wise. Yeah. I'm just saying they're not the way, because you hyped White Claw, so I was excited about that. And I was like, ah, these aren't that good. And then you said, oh, I'm on the Bud Light seltzers. They're so much better. So show up at the reception. We grab a lemon lime
for
Bud
you.
Light seltzer.
For you.
And I was like, huh.
We both looked at each other. We're like, not so good.
Okay, guys, then drink whiskey. Drink scotch.
I got a beer.
No, we drank after that. But I was just saying.
And then props to the dude who's handing out fireballs. Did you get one?
Jeez.
No, he didn't hook me up.
Dude, I went in the bathroom.
Did he not like me or what?
I don't know.
It was sneaking him to people. I went in the bathroom, and there's three mini bottles of fireball. And I'm like, who the hell is getting smashed in my wedding? This is epic. And so I find the dude, and he goes, yeah, I went to the liquor store, and they wouldn't let me buy individuals. They said, you got to buy two sleeves. He's like, so I did. So, dude, he was giving them out all night.
Yeah,
he was walking around with a black trash bag, handing out shots.
It was almost like the routine was like, "Hey man, how you doing? I'm so and so. Good to meet you. Did you get a fireball?" And then he'd give you a fireball.
Coach, he was Tankville. We did a hotel after party after that party.
Yeah,
dude, he was. We ended up getting on a private rooftop.
You did?
It doesn't even open until 2021.
I saw you tweet that,
dude. This place we were staying at, basically nobody was there because tourists still aren't coming to Nashville because of the pandemic that we've all experienced.
Yeah.
But they didn't, the bar, I believe, closed. Now the bars close at 10, which, coach, sucks. But you don't want people in bars. It's bad for COVID. But anyways, the bar's closed. So everything was closed. And Billy and Jonathan just hooked it up and they got us on a private rooftop that doesn't even open until next year.
Legit.
And the guy goes, the person that allowed us to do it worked there. And he goes, well, yeah, I'll let you go onto this private rooftop. He's like, but the only thing I ask, can I have one of your beers? And he's like, clean up afterwards. That's all you got to do. And we're like, okay, those are the only two stipulations.
Got it.
Here's a beer. And you're drinking on the job. Love it.
Did Bae go out there in her wedding dress or did she change first?
She was in wedding dress, reception. I'm trying to. Yeah, she changed. She definitely, because everybody then changed. And I'm walking around in a monkey suit.
Oh, you kept the suit
on?
It
looked like I just got married to myself, dude.
Because I didn't know if, like, at the end of the night, you had the...
you married yourself.
If you had the experience of taking her out of the wedding dress and, you know,
okay,
throwing her down.
If you could detail this for us, Ray.
I just wonder.
Did you caress Ray or
did
curves?
You unzip the back of her dress?
Lady? Ray, was it a truly amazing? Can you explain it? Possibly.
Thank you.
Wow.
What
in times
that?
Of COVID.
Coach, cover your
Coach,
mouth.
Coach, in times of COVID, get him a mask.
All right, look, if you're going to be doing that crap, I'm about to eat an apple.
Hey, guys.
Did he say bless me at least?
No.
Bless you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
All the listeners blessed you.
Hey, we go to the mailbag. wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. First off, congrats, Raymundo.
Okay, how many of these are there going to be?
Next.
He's going to read all of them.
Another one, Ray. It says, congrats, Sizzin and Bazin.
I got a new one here. Congratulations to Sizzin and Bay.
Wedding cake emoji.
Congrats, Raymundo, first off.
Ray's hung.
Dude, I'm straight up hung.
Ray said, I'll pay you to talk for me today.
Dude, I don't know what else I can tell you guys.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.